This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I want to try to do this in 10 minutes, but I feel like it's probably essential that I try to have this conversation. And I'll do it this way if I can. When I was growing up, my parents were, you know, I'm one of five kids. My parents were, I believe, busy trying to navigate their way through the 60s and 70s and raising up these young kids that they just had. We were all born pretty much in the 60s and early 70s. And I believe that it was a challenge for them. And so there was really never a push, or at least of my memory bank, where education was something that was talked about in our home. There were so many other things going on, and my father was in the Navy, and so he was stationed in Virginia. We were still living in South Carolina, and so my mom had to work when she could, and my grandparents, they were there to help take care of us. And so I think that food and clothing, those things became necessities. And then us going to church was a necessity. And still, never really the push towards education became something that was really pushed in our brains, that we needed to have that, or we needed to get that. I can even remember, you know, more of a trade was pushed, because that's all we saw. You know, besides my father being in the Navy, you know, I had an uncle who was in construction and others who were doing other things that were more career oriented or more trade oriented than anything. And so college wasn't really something that was talked about. Now, I had relatives. I had a cousin of mine, my uncle's son. He was going to Howard at the time to be a doctor. And so I knew that, but it wasn't a discussion that was, he didn't come home and sit down and talk to us about his college life. And, you know, it was just one of those things where I would see him and say, oh, you know, Don is home. And if he didn't bring it up, I didn't know any questions to ask about college. So, you know, it was just one of those things where I guess he looked at us as being young, his young cousins, and to speak and engage for a few minutes was enough. And so it really wasn't, in my mind, anything that I can go back and think about that was pushed enough to where it became a priority. Now, I take that and I compound that with several other 100,000 families that were operating the same way in the 60s and 70s, and maybe we can go back 50s, 60s, 70s, and we're going through those same struggles and trying to focus on what was essential or what was priority at the time. And I'll go back and mention it again. The priority was feeding my family. The priority was making sure my family had clothes to wear, making sure we followed the laws, and so the kids had to go to school. You know, it was part of the law. They had to go to school. But the conversation about their grades or the conversation about education, you know, never really came up. And maybe it was an insecurity on that part, but it didn't. And I can remember, you know, when I would see my aunts and my uncles and my grandmother and my grandfather, that conversation was never really a core conversation. It was never one where, you know, people were constantly asking you, what are your grades like? What are you learning in English? What are you learning in math? What are you learning in social studies? What are you learning in those classes? Those conversations that I can remember never came up. And so here we are now in 2023. And I'm looking at the data, and I'm looking at the statistics, and I'm looking at the communities that I live around, or the communities that I serve, and I'm looking at what what's happening in the state, and I'm looking at what's happening in the United States as it relates to education for African Americans, and particularly for young black males. And it doesn't really look that good. And it doesn't really look that great. And so my question is that, are we still in that same narrative that we were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where the focus is still just on, you know, access to housing, making sure I got a place to stay for my family, access to food, making sure my kids eat. It is the law that they got to go to school, so I just have to make sure that they go to school, and I don't really have to focus so much on them getting an education. I'm just supposed to make sure they go to school, and then I have to make sure that I get a job to be able to pay the rent or to be able to pay the mortgage. And so that's the focus, and education never moves up to the front of that conversation. You know, are we still living in that narrative where education never really navigates its way to the front of that conversation? Now, we do see more, and thank God for that, that there's more young people who understand the process of education. And I have to give credence and credit to those family members who have pushed that envelope. But then there's still a large group, of African Americans, and I'll say this again, particularly males, who still aren't pushed into that arena. Now, let's look at what we deal with because of that. We deal with teen pregnancy because of that. We deal with mental health issues with low self-esteem because of that. We deal with the prison system because of that. We deal with gangs because of that. You know, all of those things have been pushed out in the opening because there's still not a push to move education to the forefront of a conversation. And so my question is, in the next 3 minutes, my question to the people who get an opportunity to listen to this pod is that, what are we doing, or what are you prepared to do about that? Are we going to go through another 10 years, another generation, where we still are not pushing or not advocating for that to be in the forefront, to not advocate that reading and writing and arithmetic is still very important, still necessary if you want to move, if you want to move in any kind of upward mobility, any kind of upward move in this place called the United States of America? Are we prepared to have a conversation every day? And the good thing about the conversation now, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have access to internet back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We didn't have all the access and the tools that we have access to now, where if you a mom or a dad and you feel somewhat insecure about having that type of conversation, then you don't have to, because there are other avenues that you can make sure that they have access to the internet, that they have access to Wi-Fi. And when you ask the question and say, okay, how are you doing in math? What subjects are you having a problem in? Have you looked that up on Wi-Fi? Have you looked that up to see if you can find stuff that you can study from at home? Have you talked to that teacher? Have you talked to those administrators to make sure that they understand how important it is for your child is to get that quality education, that they get prepared to move to that next level, which is college or a particular trade school or, you know, a particular skill that they want to learn? Because without those basic things of writing and arithmetic and math, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to sustain and to move to that next level. And so, and the reason why I'm bringing all this up, because we are hearing how the Supreme Court just ruled that you cannot use race as a reason for college admission. And that's something that has happened. There's been institutions that never did use that. And some institutions did use that. But the question is, you know, and this is what to me happens to us, that we get so caught up in the rhetoric that the real simple question is that as African-American mamas and daddies on this planet, you need to start having some real conversations with your kids. And you need to, part of the conversation needs to be that I might not, or I might didn't have the opportunity to get the grades or to be where I could have been. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that, but I had to do this and I had to do that. But I've made it possible for you to be able to do those things. I made it possible for you to be able to go to school and not worry about the light bill, or not worry about the water bill, or not worry about the rent. I make it possible because I work hard so you can go to school and get a quality education. And when you get home, we're going to talk about school that day. When you get home, we're going to talk about the activities of that day. When you get home, we're going to talk about how to make school better, how to bring that D to a C, how to bring that C to a B, and how to bring that B to an A. Mama, daddy, aunt, uncle, cousins, you got to start having that conversation. And I promise you, if you start doing that for the next 10 years and continue to do it into 20 to 30 to 40 years, we can actually see that change come. And then guess what happens? Those kids have an opportunity. They'll be in those positions of power where they can make quality decisions that will help move this country to where it's moving to anyway. It's going to be diverse no matter what. The question is, where will we be as it moves? Will we be at the lower end of the tier or at the higher end of the tier? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. What's the solution to this? Starting this week, start telling your child, if they're in high school, if they're in elementary, middle, high school, or in college, and they're living at your house, that you all are going to start to have discussions now, even before school start back, about what's important with education. Make it your business to talk about education every single day. Ask the question. Make them say to other people that, nah, man, every day I get home, my mama want to see my homework. My daddy want to see what I'm doing. They want to talk about it. They want to show me, you know, they want to see homework. They already told me they're going to reach out to my teachers. That dynamic has to start ASAP. You know, you want to know why? Because it is true that they are our future. But what kind of future is it going to be if they're not prepared for it? They're going to turn around and say, but you all act like education didn't matter. You never talked about it. You never asked me how I was doing in school. You never brought it up. Oh, unless I was an athlete. Unless I was popular. But other than that, you act like you didn't care. It's time for change. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.